we can be. So, I mean, there's not a question of, you know, dialing them down or raising them up or whatever. It's just an ongoing thing. As long as our guys continue to work, I'll be pleased. We've got areas we can improve in that, you know, I won't be pleased if we don't improve. But to this point, their effort's been very good. Now we just, you know, there's a lot of things we're not doing well, but we've got to do that. You know, we have to do them better. I mean, we're not a good defensive team right now. We foul too much. We've turned the ball over too much. We don't rebound very well. But in a lot of those areas, we're improving. And I think in a lot of those areas, when we finally settle on rotations or groups of people and let them play together for, you know, a week or 2 weeks or whatever, I think we'll start seeing some results, hopefully in all those areas. But I mean, we're, you know, we need them. We need to see those results. But I think tonight is big. It's one game, but I would hope we could build on the last two games. You know, this would be a good way to finish the preseason. I mean, in my mind, you know, preseason's over tonight, and then we got 3 days to get ready for the first two games. So this would be a real positive step forward for us if we can build on the last two games.
Coach, you said you had 15%, I think a week ago or about 10 days ago, you had 15% of your half-court offense in. What would you say is
20? 18%. we don't have a real extensive menu in yet. We've tried to put the focus on transition and on the other end of the floor and executing the things we do have. 20 is probably wrong. We probably put in a little bit more than that, but there's probably 30 in. But, you know, some of it, I mean, we may not get to, you know, in the 70s or 80s for a real long time, but I mean, we got to get up to 50 pretty soon, yeah. Anyhow. So, but at this point, you know, we need to run the few things we are running. We need to run them better before we start worrying about putting other things in.
Are you running them better the last couple of games?
I think we're running. Yeah, we have been the last couple of games. But again, I mean, it's been two games worth. So, if we can do it for, you know, a couple of days and then a couple of weeks, we'll feel better.
What do you think of the extensions on Sine and Petra? Or what are your thoughts on
them? Good moves, sound moves in both cases.
What do you kind of want to see from them, I guess, this season, or hope that they get to?
Just continue to work hard. As long as they continue to work hard, they'll be fine. I mean, you can't put a timetable on young guys, so I just think that if they continue to work hard, they learn and improve. That'd be great.
In particular, is it nice to have Sine around and you can work with him a lot more? He hasn't played a whole lot of basketball yet, so it seems like there's a lot of upside there.
Yeah, I think it's good to have them all around, all our young guys. It's just, you don't usually have the ability to work with a number of guys. You know, usually most teams, if they have one young guy or two, you know, that's a lot. We have a couple more young guys, so it's good. So it gives that was a lot of the thought behind putting the staff together, was that way also, in terms of we've got people who, you know, I think can teach and like to work with the young guys and either bring experience or bring the enthusiasm and the knowledge to do that. So and I think that, you know, you have to keep reminding those guys, because sometimes it can be frustrating. Either they're not playing, or when they do play, if they struggle at times, that they got to see the big picture. They have to realize that, you know, they're going to be around for a long time. So they just got to keep working. And event, you know, a lot of good players in this league, very good players in this league, struggled early. But it's hard for young guys to understand that. They want to be good now. They want to play. You know, they want to get minutes. They want to play, and they want to get results, and they want to play well. It's usually you don't get a chance to do that. A couple of our young guys will get a chance to play, but I mean, you look at, you know, Phoenix might be the complete extreme, but most of the good teams in the league, young guys just don't get a chance to play. You know, young guys don't normally play in this league, so it's a good situation for young guys to be on this team, I think, from both standpoints.
If you're close in the fourth quarter, like the last two, would it be important to win this game for your young guys, PJ?
I don't know, Matt. I think it would have been important to win either of the other two. You know, if they'll feel better, I'm sure. But you know how much it's going to translate to Wednesday or Thursday, I don't know. I mean, clearly we'd rather win, and clearly, you know, whatever group is in at the end, they'll be trying to win. But, you know, I think, you know, you watch the fourth quarter last night of Denver Phoenix, there were very few frontline guys on the floor for either team. So it's probably better we get out of here healthy. It would certainly be better if we could get a win. That would help.